setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios. You've joined a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. In short, we're talking about your purpose, and we're looking at the purposeful focus of work. I think there's only two areas of life where you really have deep, deep purpose, and that is relationally and professionally. It occurred to me you could also throw spiritually in there, but I think that the spiritual purpose, it manifests itself in those areas of relational and professional. Specifically, who are you created to be? I think you were created. I don't think it's an accident. Who are you created to be relationally, and who are you created to be professionally? You do those things, and spiritually, you're on purpose. And so we're talking about your work, because we believe that work is something that you do to contribute, not something you do to make a paycheck and live. So, in other words, we're helping you go from paycheck to purpose. And I want to open up the show today with something that I think will help you on the journey. You know, the staying power, that's where most people fall short. I think a lot more people are aware of their purpose than they realize. In fact, I kind of prove that on a daily basis. When someone calls me, they say they're unsure. They're really not as unsure as they say they are, because you all have heard me do it. I'll dig. I'll ask a couple of questions. We'll kind of dive in a little bit deeper. And then they reveal. I don't tell them. They reveal to me. And so if that's true, then why do so few people actually become who they were created to be? Well, there's a whole host of answers, but the big answer is they stop. They stop themselves. Someone else stops them. Okay? And there's all these reasons under both of those. But the reality is I think that a lack of gratitude is what holds so many people up. They don't have the staying power. They don't have the diligence. They don't have the discipline, because they're not in the right place in their heart and mind. And it's because of gratitude. So saw this from a Forbes article. There's research based on this, so I want to pull these out. But there's four specific areas highlighted in this article on the unbelievable impact of gratitude. Number one is in our relationships. University of Montana found that when people express more gratitude, they have higher levels of happiness. And the reason is, in their relationships, when they feel more positive about themselves in their life and others, when they express gratitude and hear expressions of gratitude. When we express gratitude, we feel better about ourselves. When we hear people express gratitude towards us, we feel better about ourselves. And when people heard someone express gratitude, they were more likely to form a meaningful relationship with that person. So our relationships are better when we're expressing gratitude. Number two, experiences. Researchers at Cornell University looked at 1,200 examples of online feedback on products or services, okay? And they found that when people completed positive reviews about the experiences with the product or service, that they were much happier, as opposed to reviews about the purchase. When somebody had a positive experience and they expressed it, higher levels of happiness, or really peace. Three, giving back. The same Cornell University study also found that when people considered their positive experiences, it's kind of soaked in them. They were more likely to be inspired to take positive action in the future, contributing towards other people's happiness. So happy people want to make other people happy. There's your takeaway. And here's the quick little nugget in that piece of information. There are a lot of people that don't realize how happy they actually are. That's the point of gratitude. Let's come back full circle. When I sit down and I can get alone, even in a tough day or a tough month or whatever, and we sit down and we go, what am I grateful for? And write down three or four things you're grateful for. And when you focus on those things you're grateful for, again, think of multiple areas of your life, your physical health, emotional, mental health, relationships, spiritual, professional. You can find some things to be grateful for. And when you focus on those things you're grateful for, you realize, wait a second. Life's not all that bad. I got it pretty good. And that's the point of we don't realize how happy we actually are. Because if all you do is focus on what you don't have, well, that feels pretty crummy. I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't have this. Boy, that's crummy. I do have this. I'm blessed with this. And then finally, what's the genetic piece on this? I've always been fascinated by this. Recent research proved that there is, in fact, a genetic component of gratitude and happiness. Jonathan Haidt reports that happiness is partially a result of genetic predisposition in addition to situations and choices like we've been talking about. Research from the University of Arkansas finds a marker for gratitude when people have the gratitude gene. They report being more grateful than their marriage partner. They trust their partner more, more forgiving, more satisfied with their marriages. So this idea that I'm around positive people and they live positively and they act positively, that doesn't pass itself down? Of course it does. So the idea is stop chasing things and start looking for areas where you have something to be grateful for. And therein lies a shift. When I'm focusing on what I do have, I'm focusing on what's going well for me, areas of growth, I'm just going to be in a better emotional state. Duh. As opposed to, I don't have this. I don't have this. And by the way, we're hardwired for that. We want more stuff. I was talking with my daughter about this. She got some money. She made some money around the house. So she got paid. What'd she want to do? Immediately go buy fidget toys. I said, look, I'm telling you, you need to set a budget on it and go do that. So we get to the fidget store, and what does she do? She's already agreed, Joe, ahead of time. All right, I'm only going to spend $10. So what does she do? She gets there. Oh, my gosh. There's 163 fidget toys in the store. What do you do? I want this one. I want this one. I want this one. I want this one. Oh, gosh, I want this one, too. Well, you can't do that, babe. Based on these prices, it looks like you can get two. So what does she do? She walks around the store a little bit, comes back to me with three. I go, you can't do it. Yeah, but I really need this one too. Like, wait a second. What about the two new ones right here? So I made her rank them. So she came up with a ranking. Well, I like this one the most, I like this one next, and this one next. But I really want the third one, Dad. I'm like, wait. Why can't we be grateful for the two that we're getting that you don't have? This is the way we're wired. It's not a Josie thing. It's a human thing. And that's the idea of when we leave with gratitude, we go, oh, I need to be thinking, I'm grateful that I got two I didn't have before. It's by the way, this whole fidget toy thing, Joe, you and I may be in the wrong business.
She's a great negotiator.
Yes. Well, no, she didn't. Well, it wasn't about my money. It wasn't my money. It was her money. She made the right decision. And thus a lesson learned. All right, coming up next, your phone calls and a big announcement. You don't want to miss it. This is The Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Nashville Ramsey Solutions Studios, where I will be live tomorrow night via the Get Hired live stream. 8 Eastern, 7 Central. April the 27th. That's right. I can't even believe it's April the 26th, Joe. Say it ain't so.
It is.
What?
Time is moving right on down the road.
Jeez, it's going to be Halloween before I know it.
It is.
I know what Madison thinks. I think, you know, I just randomly picked Halloween. Madison's thinking college football season. Chick-fil-A. Is it Chick-fil-A Georgia Clemson this year?
It is, but you know what Halloween weekend is?
No.
Georgia Florida.
Oh, there you go. And by the looks of it, did you see the UFC fight in Florida this weekend? Packed. I mean, packed sporting event in Jacksonville, Florida.
You see what happened?
No.
The leg snap?
No, I can't watch it.
It's not good.
No, my kids, I walked upstairs yesterday afternoon. Me and the boys are going to watch a movie, and they were watching the clip on YouTube. This dude snapped his leg. And they said, hey, Dad, do you want to watch it? And I said, no. Thank you very much. So there you go. Hey, tomorrow night, the Get Hired event. We will have a live crowd here. They haven't told me the latest numbers. But boy, oh boy, am I excited about live events and live sporting events. That's so exciting. But the Get Hired event is the edge, the difference maker. It's the edge you need, the difference maker to get hired. Depending on where you are, what you're trying to do, get hired or not. If you're in a competition right now to get the job, we're going to walk you through how to stand out, how to step up. Tickets start at just $20. You can get them at RamseySolutions.com/events. KenColeman.com will get you there as well. Just click on events. Tuesday, April the 27th. That's tomorrow night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central time. And it is a live stream event coming your way. So you can still get tickets for the live stream because you can't sell out of those. So let's go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Don't miss it. Coming up at the beginning of next segment, I've got big news. This is very exciting. So you don't want to miss that. But first, Rochester, Michigan. Yeah, where my mom is from. I paused for a second because, like, that's where Barb was born. Born and raised, Barb Coleman. By the way, my dad, Ken Coleman, senior. So I am a product of the real life Ken and Barbie. Think about that for a moment. And now to the phone. Sierra joins us in Rochester, Michigan. Sierra, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Sierra, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I have a predicament.
All right.
Maybe not a predicament. Maybe I'm just in my head, but...
All right.
I recently, like within the last 3 to 4 months, started a new massage position. And last week, I received an email from another chiropractor who I was really interested in working with before I started, seeing if I could come in. And I interviewed with her, and she had offered me a position. I just want to know about how do I go about leaving the current position that I am in or taking back some of the hours to massage at this other place without seeming like I'm a job hopper in a new area.
Okay. Is the a chiropractor job, is that a full-time gig or part-time only?
It depends. We kind of just, as massage therapists, do our own thing.
Well, who do you want to work for? I think I know the answer, but I want you to say it.
The new opportunity.
Take it. You're not a job hopper. You got promoted.
Okay.
You ever watch sports or anything like that?
Sports?
Yeah, you watch sports or you know about sports.
Yeah.
All right. So who's your favorite team?
The Detroit Tigers.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you a question. I know you're going, where is he going with this? Okay. So let's say one of the Tigers players has a great year this year. Okay. Young kid, maybe came up for minor league ball, breakout season. And all of a sudden, he's a free agent. Or another organization comes and says, hey, we want to sign him. Is that viewed as negative because he took a better offer for more money for another team? Or is he looked at as a flaky jerk?
Better. That's good.
Yeah, the only people mad are Detroit Tigers fans. But Detroit Tigers fans are happy when somebody else leaves another team and comes to you, right?
Yes, correct.
So are you a loser jerk because you decided to take a better gig, or are you really, really smart, sassy woman?
I guess I'm smart and sassy.
Come on. Yeah. I mean, what? Yeah. Take the gig. Take the better gig. Why'd you leave? Why'd you move over there? Because I knew this chiropractor and they offered me the position. It's a better position. Great. Wow. You're impressive, Sierra. Well, thank you very much. You got this?
Sorry. Yes. Thank you.
You bet. Stop worrying about it. You step forward with some sass, right? Some confidence. You got this. 844-747-2577. Kathy's up next in Phoenix, Arizona. Kathy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
I am living the dream. What are you doing?
Well, I am confused.
Okay, that's all
right. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
So I took your test, and it says that I'm doing the wrong thing in the wrong place.
Oh, you took the should I quit my job quiz.
Absolutely.
And you got, I'm doing the wrong thing in the wrong place. Is that a surprise to you? Were you shocked when you got that result?
No, not really.
Oh, good. All right. So what's your question?
I don't know really which direction I want to go. I am currently in a corporate setting and, I'm kind of a little man on the totem pole and, I've always been interested in the real estate market.
Okay.
I have taken all the classes to become a real estate agent, but I have decided that that is not really which direction I want to go in that market.
Good.
I'm leaning more towards in the mortgage industry as like a mortgage processor, like a loan processor, not an officer.
Got it.
But I don't know how to go to get there. I don't know.
Sure you do.
I mean, every time I looked up any positions online, it says you need 2 to 3 years experience in this field.
Okay.
And I'm like, the last experience I've had in this field was like 28 years ago.
Well, hold on a second. So here's what we do. So I love this. So the mortgage processor position, everywhere you see that, it says 2 to 3 years experience. And so what we got to figure out is they don't just make that up. So somebody's taken that position before, so we have to find out what qualifies as experience in that field. So what are the positions below mortgage processor? That's your Easter egg hunt. That's what you're looking for. And the way that you go about doing that is using my proximity principle, which says in order to do what Kathy wants to do, or we can even say in order to look into what Kathy thinks she wants to do, she's got to be around mortgage processors. And in places where mortgage processors work, so we immediately go, who do I know that's in the mortgage business? And if you say, well, Ken, I don't know anybody, then we go, next step, who do you know that knows somebody that works in the mortgage industry? And I got to believe, in Phoenix, Arizona, you know somebody, or you know somebody that knows somebody, true or false?
That's true.
We got to get on the phone with them, Kathy. You know why? Because the answers are that close. Hey, kind of experience, when I look up these positions, what kind of experience would qualify for that? Is that something that they really mean, or they just kind of put it out there? But if I've got some experience from 28 years ago, would this qualify or not? Like, you just got to start talking to people that are doing that work. Even if they're not hiring, if you've got a connection to them, they're going to provide you insight, which is a combination of knowledge and wisdom, right? Because they're successful in it, they're doing it, they're going to have some wisdom. Insight, they're going to tell you, yeah, it would be this, this, and this. And so we go about getting the answer to, what do I need to do to get qualified? But right now, the only thing holding you up is, you're just not quite sure what steps 1, 2, and 3 are. And there's really 4 questions that I want you to write down really quick, or you can remember these, very easy, okay? The first question is, what's the education question? I don't think you need an education on this one. Maybe some certifications would do. That could be the experience. Could be just certifications online. How much is that going to cost you? How long is it going to take? That is how you figure it out. Are you feeling stuck and disengaged in your current job? If you're searching for a new job for any reason, the Get Hired live stream event on April the 27th is for you. At this event, you're going to learn how to get clear on what you do best, get qualified for the job you want, and get connected to job opportunities. No matter what your situation is, there is hope. Join me on Tuesday, April the 27th to take control of your career and start working toward what you were born to do. Text the word HIRED to 33789 to learn more. Helping you get unstuck so that you can get on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. I am your coach. And if you call into the show, you get three hats. You get Counselor Ken at first, then we go into coach mode, and then cheerleader by the end, right? And it just depends on how much coaching I do as to how much cheerleading I do. And really excited to have you with us, because we're just having more and more folks going, you know what? I know there's more. I want to figure out what that is, why it is what it is, how to get there. And so welcome aboard. There are seven stages to doing what you were born to do. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. What stage are you in? All right, big news. Joe, I need some type of, I didn't warn you on this. I need some type of, like, do you have trumpets or something? Oh, there it is. On cue. Thank you, Joe. So, 4 or 5 months ago now, we opened up some exclusive coaching sessions with me. 1 hour sessions, one-on-one. We do it via video. We got a gorgeous studio downstairs, and it's me and you. And so those sold out within 3 days. And we've been filming this with permission of those who get coached, because we're creating something that's going to help so many people. And so we've been offering at a huge discount. And so this is the big news. We're offering 10 more coaching opportunities. So 10 people, we're opening up for 10 more people to get 3 one-on-one coaching sessions with me. I'm your coach. We go deep and we'll look at your mindset. What are you facing? Fear, doubt, and pride. We'll give you all the clarity you need, dive deep, make sure that you're clear. If you're already clear and you're figuring out what's the best way to get qualified, the best way to build something, we're going to build a customized plan for you. I give you homework at the end of each session that you do, and you report back to me on the next session, and we work together. And it's also a free-for-all. I'm your coach. You get to ask me whatever you want to ask me. So this is a limited opportunity. Because we're building a much bigger thing here. So I'm not going to keep doing this. But this is because again, we record it and you can see it too. What I love about the last time is all 10 people, they would ask for the session back. They'd watch it and be able to see what I was seeing. So limited opportunity. And so we're offering this for only $2,400. This is a $4,800 value. We're basically giving it to you for 50% off of $2,400, three sessions, 3 hour sessions with me, $2,400. We're not going to do this often. I don't even know if we'll do it again. KenColeman.com/coaching. That's where you go. Here's what happens when you get there. KenColeman.com/coaching. There's a calendar there. They've already got on my calendar. So you choose your first session. You can book it right on the spot. KenColeman.com/coaching. You can book your first session. And again, it's the first 10 to do this. First come, first serve. Expecting this to sell out very, very quickly. So jump on it right away. We had a blast with it last time. And I'm excited about one-on-one coaching with you. Three sessions, $2,400. 3 hour sessions, $2,400. KenColeman.com/coaching. Go. There it goes. It's live. And you radio, SiriusXM folks have first dibs because it'll go out on podcast a little bit later today. So there you go. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Fort Worth, Texas, where Sam is on the line. Sam, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
My question is, should I pursue my dream job and a pay cut, or do I stay at my current job and pay off debt?
Give me a little bit more detail, because that's a really good scenario. Because ultimately, I want to know how much it would delay the payoff if you went for the dream job. That's what I'm looking for. So give me the two side-by-side scenarios.
Okay. So right now I am a public school teacher. Uh-huh. I've been teaching for the last 4 years. Uh-huh. After taking your career quiz, I realized and also from years of being around people, I realized that ministry is where I want to be. And so I know that's a pay cut, and I'm okay with that. But with the debt, I do want to honor the debt that I'm in and be able to pay it off before I go into ministry or pursue it.
But is ministry always going to be the pay cut, or is that just the initial step into it? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think it's just the initial step.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to get at. So how much do you make as a public school teacher?
Right now I make $61,000.
Okay. And when are you anticipating, if everything goes as planned, stays normal, which it sometimes doesn't, when would you pay off the debt that you have? How long?
October of 2023.
Okay. So October of 2023 is the payoff date. Are you going gazelle, or are you just working the public school job? You doing anything extra?
We're going gazelle. My wife picked up a part-time job. She's a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. So she's picked up a part-time job as well. And I'm trying to pick up selling stuff and everything that we can to get there.
Good. What I'm saying is there's probably still more for you to, you can acknowledge. It's possible that there's more you could do to speed this up. Yes or no?
Okay. Yes, that's true.
All right. I'm just asking. I'm not pushing you there yet. I'm just asking. All right. Now, if you take the ministry job, is that sitting there waiting on you? The way you set the question up is like it's been offered to you.
No, it has not. Oh, okay. It has not been offered.
Okay. So what's the position that you've eyed, and then what's it pay you?
That's the thing. I'm not completely sure which part of ministry I want to go into.
Okay. Let me challenge you on this. I love your question. I love where your head's at, but you've asked me a question that I can't answer because I don't have complete information, because you don't have complete information. So, back to the start of the question, should I take a pay cut to move towards my dream job? Not yet, because you don't even have something offered to you, number one. If something was on the table, and let's say you said it's $47,000 just entry, but you know, over time, obviously I can make much more and even go beyond my 61 as a public school teacher, which is very reasonable in ministry, by the way, depending on what you're going after. Then I would be able to answer that. But I think right now you keep going at it and keep pouring and pouring and pouring on this debt as a public school teacher. But until you have a ministry job to consider, I can't really answer it specifically, because the way I look at it is ministry is still going to be there 2 years from now.
Yeah.
So if though, but here, let me play it out hype as much as I can, given that I don't have an offer to consider. Let's say that you get a ministry position, and again, let's say it's 42. Do you think that's a fair number to play off of?
Yes.
Okay, let's just choose 42 or 40. All right, so that's a $20,000 pay cut. I know your wife is a stay-at-home mom, but a family in the area or friends or whatever, and if she could get a full-time job and you started busting it, you know, and you took the ministry job, and for a season, you worked a part-time job, or you started, you know, doing some on-the-side teaching or online teaching, so at nights, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, for a season, and you knock that debt out, and your wife is working full-time, yes, there's going to be increased childcare expense, I get that, but if you really start looking at it and you go, I could take the ministry position if we increased our income in these couple of ways, and then once we pay the debt off, we saved money that way, and then we're kind of adjusting for this new ministry reality. So I'm fine with you doing it, but you just have to be smart about it, because I would not say that, you know, this is the only time you can jump into ministry. I would be fine with you delaying it until you got out of debt too. So yeah. I'm fine either way. That's the best I can do with what I've got. Does that make sense?
No, that makes absolute sense. That's been something I've been looking at, like which part of ministry to go into. And I needed somebody to tell me exactly what you told me.
So good. Perfect. Because it's okay. The answer is yes, it's okay to do it. If you make a financial plan and you can absorb the pay cut, great. But I would say you got some more research to do. So good news, you don't have to jump right now, because A, you're not quite sure which direction you want to go in ministry. Hang on the line. I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which is designed for you. You need to get around multiple people in ministry to clarify and verify what area you want to be in, and then start making a plan. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear and get qualified and get connected and get started and get promoted and get the dream job so that you can work like no one else and give yourself away. Those are the seven stages to doing what you were born to do. We don't separate work from life. We don't think that work is something you do to live. We think you live to work. In other words, you live to contribute through your work. 844-747-2577 is the number. Tiffany joins us in Little Rock, Arkansas. Tiffany, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream. What are you doing, Tiffany?
Oh, living the dream as well.
Come on. I love it.
So I'm just kind of at a crossroads position, I feel like. I love my current job. I work for a third-party company and done some really great things since I've been here. And there are just some upcoming things available that I'm interested in, but I want to make sure that it is the right step.
Okay. Talk to me. I need to know. Where are we stepping to? Why are we stepping? Where is it going to take us? Then I can tell you what I think.
Right. I know. So it is. It does get kind of complicated because where we are currently is great, great client relationship. Really happy, performing well. But I'm nervous that I might not be able to move on to the next step because I have formed such a great relationship with my client.
Well, no, wait a second. Okay, so that implies that the client gets to say whether or not you can move up.
Right.
Or I guess it's the client and or your leader could both decide that. Yes. They're like, look, they don't want you to leave, Tiffany. Yes. I got a problem.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
That's fascinating. What kind of work do you do?
It is, we are in food service.
Yeah, tell me more. What do you do? What makes you, and I know, I believe you that you're that valuable. What are you doing to where that client goes, or at least you're worried they're going to say that?
Right. So basically, I'm a director in my position, so you are able to run the location. You are, the leader of that location and make all decisions for that client's location.
Okay. I feel like, I'm struggling because I don't know what you're talking about. So are you saying you manage food service inside of a company?
That's exactly right.
So you're in charge of all of the food people, but the company themselves has hired your company, who you work for y'all to run their cafeteria, essentially. And I lost her. That's unfortunate. So here's what we know. She wants to move on. She wants to move up. But what she has is a relationship with the client that the client loves her so much. And so here's my advice. Okay. You've got to sit down with the client first. Let's think about this. So you work for this company, ABC, if I understand this right. And they've sent you in and you serve this client. And you clearly believe that relationship is very, very strong to the point that if you go, hey, I'm moving elsewhere, that they're going to get upset. And they're going to go, that's not right. And I think that's there. I'm not sure that's true, but you've got to start there. Because if your boss goes, hey, we're going to lose this client if you decide to take this position, so therefore we don't want to move you. I get what you're saying, but we got to find out if that's true. So you start with the client you're serving. Go, hey, look, I got an opportunity. And I love you guys. I love working with you. We got a great working relationship. And I'm very confident that this move is something that I need to do. And I'd really like to do it. But I'm coming to you, not for permission, but I just want to get your blessing, but I want to talk through it. Say, hey, I believe I can train somebody. I can help replace me. And you get the same quality of service. And I just, but I really want your blessing on this, because I know that you guys are a big time client for us, and I want to continue to take care of you by keeping you in good hands with somebody who replaces me in my company, because we're going to do that. But I really want this opportunity, but I know we've got a great working relationship. I just want to get your take on this, and how could I make you comfortable? Because I'm not even saying I'm taking it yet, but I'm saying I'm considering it. But I really want to take good care of you. I think that's the conversation we have, and see how that goes. Then call me back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, folks, to the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Nashville studios at Ramsey Solutions Worldwide Headquarters. One of the joys of working at this place is that Dave Ramsey created this fun environment where people can come in and watch our shows. And now I'm also a co-host of The Ramsey Show, formerly The Dave Ramsey Show. For those of you out there in talk radio land, you may not realize, so changed the name recently. And second largest radio show in the world. And so we have people come in every day, and we've got free baked goods, hot beverages. I bet they got some cold ones over there as well. And it's just a lot of fun. So get to meet people during the breaks. And so it's always fun to do that. I tell you what else is fun. It's something we started several months ago. We like to highlight stories, emails from you folks. ask@kencoleman.com is the email address. And we just said, hey, we were getting these things naturally. And we said, hey, send us your updates. You're making progress. We want to share your progress and encourage others. And so we have a really special one today. It's honestly, it's the best Momentum Monday report that I think I've ever received. There's so much here. So, Joe, it's time. All right. So this email comes from Irene. And again, she emailed ask@kencoleman.com. And this is what she says. My husband and I will celebrate 25 years of marriage this September. He has worked tirelessly to provide for us as an electrician. He is in this field because his dad told him that he wasn't smart enough to go to college, so he needed to learn a trade. Hey, parents, I know you mean well, but why don't you stop telling your kids what they should do with their life? I went on a rant on that on the YouTube show. So if you'd like to see the extended version of that, how about that, Madison? I'll just say, go see today's YouTube show, because I got a little fired up. Anyway, she goes on. It's really hard, Madison, for me to go on. I really want to go on a rant, but I'm not going to. So my husband has excelled as a master electrician, advancing to the top of his career. She goes on to say that his pay is well above the average pay for a master electrician. Problem is, it's not his passion. I've always known this, but marriage and kids and his need to provide for us caused his dream to be put on the back burner. I've always encouraged him to go to our local college to learn about computer animation, which I know is his dream. He's incredibly talented in drawing, writing, and storytelling. Every time I would bring up him trying something on the side in this area, while still keeping his day job, he would say he didn't have time, that he needed to spend time with us, and that he was making good money in his career. We're both 48, and I think he had just decided that he would finish out as an electrician for about 15 more years and then retire. I recently convinced him to get your book, The Proximity Principle, and he's been listening to it on audio. I've asked your famous question you ask listeners and callers over and over. And I love this. If I could promise you that you would be successful, that you couldn't fail, you have the qualifications, you got the job, what would you do tomorrow? And he would always say he didn't know or it didn't matter. This is my favorite part of the email. Dot, dot, dot. Finally, he blurted out. She didn't stop asking. She didn't nag him. She didn't push him. She didn't make a bunch of suggestions. She kept asking the question, what would you do? What would you do? And see, that's the way to do this, spouses. Make it a question and leave it alone. If they don't answer it, leave it alone, but keep asking. So finally, one day, he blurts out, I would do computer animation. You happy? Right? Who knows how he said it? I added that. All she puts in is the, we got the cleaned up version. I would do computer animation. Ding, 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 ding. She knew this. That's why she kept asking. So, he is in the process of finishing up another electrical certification. As soon as he does that, he's already requested information on animation classes. He's beginning to look into it. Here's the best part. He's also spending time each day writing a children's book that he will eventually animate. He's starting to lay the bricks. And she goes on to say some nice things. She goes, I wanted to let you know that I actually have a picture of us in Disney just after we'd been married. And one of the pictures is him standing next to a construction site. The other is him standing by the Disney Animation Studio. The captions under the picture say his actual job underneath the construction site and his dream job under Disney Animation Studio. That is amazing. That's amazing. 48, not too old to actually step into the desired future, to step into the thing that you know you were created to do. It's not too late. Turns out that Irene's husband's day job is what is going to fund his dream job. Turns out that even though his dad meant well and steered him one direction, that he never let go of the dream. And now he's got the stability and the confidence necessary to pursue it. So good, Irene. Thank you for sharing. If you've got a momentum story and you'd like to share, askatkencoleman.com. Askatkencoleman.com. Hey, if you missed it last break, we announced I'm doing 10 more coaching sessions. That's 3 hours each. 10 individuals will get 3 one-hour sessions with me. It's only $2,400 because we're recording it, which we'll let you have, by the way, and we are developing a product out of it. And so it's normally $4,800 for this, but we do it at a discount. All 10 sessions will sell out. They sold out last time within 3 days, 3 to 4 days, I'm told. So there you go. KenColeman.com/coaching. KenColeman.com/coaching, where you can sign up right then and there. You pay and you sign up for your first session right there on the calendar. So go check it out. All right, let's go to Allison all the way in Brazil. I'm kidding. Indiana. Oh, Allison, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. You. Did you like how I set that up? Hi. It felt pretty good there for a second, yes. Didn't it? Yeah. What's up?
Yes. So my question is, I have been a stay-at-home mom for the last 8 years.
Yep.
And I am looking to get back into my career, which is pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And I put a resume together, but do I need to include a cover letter to explain what I've been up to the last 8 years?
Sure. But I wouldn't, but I would not go into great detail as if you have to explain being a stay-at-home mom. You know, it's like everybody gets that. You're not some aberration out there in the world. Like what was she thinking? No, I mean, because the fact is you were in pharmacy before. It's not like you've forgotten how to do it, or you've lost that skill or lost that experience. You have both still. And So explaining, hey, thrilled to apply for this position. I've always had a love of pharmacy and was blessed to do it. And I was also blessed to have some babies and get to be with them. And now they're where they can be. And I now want to be back into where I want to be professionally, you know, whatever. Yeah. Just lay it out there. You know, just weave that narrative into your normal cover letters to why you want to be there and why you love that company and that work and drop that in there. Absolutely. Don't even hesitate to tell them that you took some time off and you're ready to get back in. I think that's awesome.
Okay, great.
You got
Thank
it. You bet. Thanks for the call. I love that. You know, and by the way, the gap in anybody's work doesn't matter as much as you think it matters. Okay? Now, there are some asterisks to that statement. You know, if you did something really, really bad and been punished by society, you're going to have to overcome that one. But if you chose to get out of the workforce because of family reasons or medical reasons knocked you out, there's nothing to be ashamed of. That's part of your story. I think people, A, understand it, and B, can be inspired by it. And remember this, if you have a gap in your work, again, of your choosing, all right? And even, by the way, if you got let go and there was a gap, big deal. You can overcome that. Relationships, relationships, relationships. But here's the thing. For those of you that chose the gap and now you want to get back in, you didn't lose that experience. You could still draw on that. And you didn't lose your skill. Do you need to polish up, sharpen up a little bit? Maybe. You didn't lose it. Be confident in that. Hey, my time's almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.